Monday in the fifth week of Lent. From the book of the prophet Daniel. In Babylon, there lived a man named Joachim, who married a very beautiful and God-fearing woman, Susanna, the daughter of Hilkiah. Her pious parents had trained their daughter according to the law of Moses. Joachim was very rich. He had a garden near his house, and the Jews have recourse to him often, because he was the most respected of them all. That year, two elders of the people were appointed judges, of whom the law said, wickedness had come out of Babylon from the elders who were to govern the people as judges. The men to whom all brought their cases frequented the house of Joachim. When the people left at noon, Susanna used to enter her husband's garden for a walk. When the old man saw her enter every day for her walk, they began to lust for her. They suppressed their concern. They would not allow their eyes to look to heaven, and did not keep in mind the judgment. So one day, while they were waiting for the right moment, she entered the garden as usual with two maids only. She decided to bathe, for the weather was warm. Nobody else was there except the two elders, who had hidden themselves and were watching her. "Bring me oil and soap," she said to the maid, "and shut the garden door while I bathe." As soon as the maid had left, the two old men got up and hurried to her. "Look," they said, "the garden door are shut, and no one can see us. Give in to our desire and lie with us. If you refuse, we will testify against you that you dismissed your maid because a young man were here with you." "I am completely shocked," Susanna groaned. "If I yield, it will be my death. If I refuse, I cannot escape your power. Yet it is better for me to fall into your power without guilt than to sin before the law." Then Susanna shrieked, and the old man also shouted at her. And one of them ran to open the garden door. When the people in the house heard the cry from the garden, they rushed in by the side gate to see what had happened to her. At the accusation by the old man, the servant felt very much ashamed, for never had any such thing been said about Susanna. When the people came to her husband Joachim the next day, the two wicked elders also came, fully determined to put Susanna to death. Before all the people, they ordered, "Send for Susanna, the daughter of Hilkiah, the wife of Joachim." When she was sent for, she came with her parents, children, and all her relatives. Susanna, very delicate and beautiful, was well, but the wicked men ordered her to uncover her face so as to set themselves with her beauty. All her relatives and the onlooker were weeping. In the midst of the people, the two elders rose up and laid a hand on her head. To her tears, she looked up to heaven, for she trusted in the Lord wholeheartedly. The elder made this accusation. "As we were walking in the garden alone, this woman entered with two girls and shut the door of the garden, dismissing the girl, a young man who was hidden there, and came and lay with her. When we in the corner of the garden saw this crime, We ran toward them. We saw them lying together, but the man who could not, we could not hold, because he was stronger than we. He opened the door and ran off. Then we see this one and asked who the young man was, but she refused to tell us. We testified to it. The assembly believed them, since they were elders and judges of the people, and they condemned her to death. But Susanna cried out, O eternal God, you know what is hidden, and are aware of all things before they come to be. You know that they have testified falsely against me. Here I am about to die, though I have done none of the things with which the wicked men have charged me. The Lord heard her prayer as she was being led to execution. God stirred up the Holy Spirit of a young boy named Daniel, and he cried out, I will have no part in the death of this woman. All the people turned and asked him, What is this you are saying? He stood in their midst and continued, Are you certain, O Israelites, to condemn a woman of Israel without examination and without clear evidence? Return to God, for they have testified falsely against her. Then all the people returned in haste. To Daniel, the elder said, Come, sit with us and inform us, since God hath given you the practice of old age. But he replied, Separate the two far from one another, that I may examine them. After they were separated one from the other, he called one of them and said, How you have grown evil with age. Now have your passing come to term, passing under sentencing, condemning the innocent and feeding the guilty, although the law say, The innocent and the judge you shall not put to death. Now then, if you were a witness, tell me under what tree you saw them together. Under mastic tree, he said, answered. Your fine lie has caught you your head, said Daniel. For the angel of God shall receive the sentence from him and split you in two. Putting him on the one side, he ordered the other one to be brought. Offspring of Canaan, not of Judah, Daniel said to him, Beauty hath seduced you, lust hath subverted you, your concern. This is how you acted with the daughter of Israel, and in their fear they yielded to you. But a daughter of Judah did not tolerate your wickedness. Now then, tell me, under what trees you surprised them together? Under an oak, he said, You fine lie have caught you also your head, said Daniel. For the angel of God wait with a sword to cut you in two, so as to make an end of you both. The whole assembly cried aloud, blessing God who saved those that hope in him. They rose up against the true elder, for by their own war, Daniel had convicted them of perjury. According to the law of Moses, they inflicted on them the penalty they had plotted to impose on their neighbor. They put them to death. That were innocent blood spared that day. The Gospel according to St. John. Why Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and make her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, these women were caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded the earth to stone such women. So what do you say?" They set it to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elder. So he was left alone with the women before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Women, who are they? Had no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin no more." Sharing the reading. The theme: we have no right to judge others. People are more apt to judge and to condemn others than to look into themselves, to examine their concern, to recognize and to correct their sin. Many times, due to the desire of sex, power, fame, or wealth, people can bear false witness against others to condemn the innocent or to set free the sinner. Jesus teaches his disciples not to condemn anyone because the right to judge belongs to God, and clothes it clean to judge others. Today's reading centers on the theme of judging others. In the first reading, the prophet Daniel broke the plan of the true judges, who wrongly accused the innocent. They desired the beauty of Susanna and set up a plan in order to make love with her. When she refused to do so, they cried out for everyone to know that they saw her to commit adultery with a young man. In the gospel, Jesus also broke up the plan of some scribes and Pharisees when they put him in a difficult situation, either to break up Moses' law or to protect his law of love. Jesus solved the problem by saying to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." The first reading: no one can bear false witness to accuse the innocent. First, the wickedness of the true elder and judges. Their evil desire. As the judges of people, they should keep their mind pure so that they can rightly judge their people. But the true judges suppress their concern. They would not allow their eyes to look to heaven and did not keep in mind the judgment. They desire Susanna's beauty. They secretly watch her when she bathed in her garden. They devise a wicked plan to fork her, either to fornicate with them or to be stoned to death because of committing adultery. They bore false witness against Susanna when she refused to follow their plan. The two elders stood up, put their hand on her head, and accused her as follows. "As we were walking in the garden alone, did women enter with sugar and shut the door of the garden, did missing the girl. A young man who was hidden there came and lay with her. When we, in the corner of the garden, saw the tramp, We ran toward them. We saw them lying together, but the man we could not hold because he was stronger than we. He opened the door and ran off. Then we see this one and asked who the young man was, but she refused to tell us. We testified to it. The assembly believed them, since they were elders and judges of the people, and they condemned her to death. Second, God protect the one who revere him. Not like the true elder and judges. Susanna revere and believe in God. Her parents are righteous and taught their daughter to live according to Moses' law. When she was forced by the true judges, she knew that they have the power to condemn her. So she groaned, "If I yield, it will be my death. If I refuse, I cannot escape your power. Yet it is better for me to fall into your power without guilt than to sin before the law." Then Susanna cried out loud, and the old man also shouted at her, and one of them ran to open the garden door. When we were wrongly condemned, Susanna cried out to God, "O eternal God, you know what is hidden and are aware of all things before they come to be. You know that they have testified falsely against me. Here I am about to die, though I have not known of these things with which the wicked men have charged against me." God sent the prophet Daniel to save her life. God heard her cry. When she was led to be stoned to death, God stirred the mind of a holy young man named Daniel. This young man cried out, "I will have no part in the death of this woman." All the people turned and asked him, "What is this you are saying?" He stood in their midst and continued, "Are you such fool, O Israelite, to condemn a woman of Israel without examination and without clear evidence? Return to God, for they have testified falsely against her." Then all the people returned in haste. Daniel knew that the king needed two people to testify the same thing, so he commanded, "Separate the two far from one another, so that I may examine them." After they were separated one from the other, he called one of them and said, "Now then, if you were a witness, tell me what trees you saw them together." The first elder said, "Under a mastic tree." And the second elder said, "Under an oak tree." At that time, the whole assembly cried aloud, blessing God who saved those that hope in him. They rose up against the two elders, for by their own word, Daniel had convicted them of perjury. According to the law of Moses, they inflicted on them the penalty they had lost to impose on their neighbor. They put them to death. The innocent blood spared that day. A gospel. People can judge or condemn others because no one is free from sin. Third, the scribes and Pharisees set up a trap to kill Jesus. John clearly indicates in the passage. They set it to test him so that they could have some track to bring against him. Jesus was put in a situation where there is no way to escape. If he says that, he violates his own command of love and forgiveness. If he says no, they will stone him to death because of teaching people to be against Moses' law. So he sat down and wrote something on the ground. Second, Jesus wanted everyone to examine of their conscience. People must be free of sin before they can accuse others. When they continue asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elder. So he was left alone with the women before him. Jesus' way of dealing with the women. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Women, who are they? Had no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and from now on do not sin anymore." Through this short conversation, Jesus wanted her to recognize the following. He gave her a second chance to be better. "I knew that you sinned, but I give you the second chance to be better." He forgave her sin. Not like Arthur, who looked for an opportunity to condemn and to kill. Jesus gave the opportunity to forgive and to heal her. He urged her to be better. Sin destroys the one who sinned. You should avoid sin so that your life shall be better. He believed that all can be better if they are given opportunity. "I believe you shall be better if I give you a chance to correct yourself." He also warned her that her life shall be worse if she refused to change. She shall endure a more serious result. Application in life. The Eighth Commandment forbids us to bear false witness to hurt others. The right of judgment and condemnation belong to God and those who have responsibility over the people. We have no right to judge them. Amen.